This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Busy, busy Tuesday ahead. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates. John, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good. You love an early baseball game. How was yesterday for you?
Oh, man. I tell you what, 3:10, 3:30, 3:40, you get a game to start anytime in that 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock hour. That is ideal. And I know there's – well, it's got – to me, because the universe all revolves around my ideas. Yeah. If you're driving home after work, you get a chance to listen to Dan on the radio. I think it's just perfect. It's a way to calm down after the day. You get a chance to hear about the Tigers. And Dan just does such a great job on the radio. If you're at home or when you get home, now it's a chance to turn the game on the TV and you're in the kitchen getting things ready for dinner. Kids are getting home. You're working the grill. Baseball's on. And it just, to me, is the ideal time for a baseball game.
I like it too. It was great.
Settled especially in. When they play the way they did yesterday.
I was going to say, even more fun when they keep winning. 4 in a row for the Tigers, 6 of 7 for the Tigers. Casey Mize, a headline from yesterday's game, another 6-strikeout performance. How far are you willing to go if he and Spencer Torkelson are legit? We'll get to that at 6:35 today. Plus some audio from Scott Harris. He talks about Torkelson, and he is buying into what we're seeing. We'll play that for you. Pistons lost last night. They blew an 18-point lead in the second half. John, concern level, they've lost 4 of 5. Tobias Harris, this Achilles injury, I think they miss him.
Well, they certainly miss him, but I'm not that concerned right now. But I won't know that I should have been concerned until it's too late.
Right.
And so going into the playoffs, you want to be playing at a certain rhythm. And wins and losses don't always tell the entire story, but as fans, that's what we look at. And we look at, okay, they had an 18-point lead, lost it in the fourth quarter, ended up losing the game. It really lost it in the second. They lost it in the third quarter more than anything. Mm-hmm. They got outscored 35-22 in the third quarter. But you want to have the confidence going into the postseason that you can close out a game, which they've done throughout the year. All right, so we know they can do it, but there's a certain rhythm, there's a certain confidence that you want to go into the postseason with. And still time to get there with this group. Cade's only back 2 games.
And still not fully up to his minutes.
So this is where, and we talked to JB yesterday, this is where it's really up to him. How do you ramp up Cade? What are you doing with Duren? When do you get to Tobias Harris back? How do you go to the postseason with the most momentum, as healthy as possible, as much confidence as possible, and ready to take on, whether it's the Knicks or the Pacers, at optimum levels?
Look, and if you prefer the Knicks, this is going perfectly because they're set to play the Knicks right now. If Cade can get his feet under him, his legs under him, you got three more games to get him there. Great. If Tobias Harris comes back and he plays, I think that's important. If they play defense like they're capable of, they will win that series against the Knicks. But I said if. Tobias Harris is not the best player on this team, John, but he's really important because they don't have another power forward.
Right.
Remember how much time we spent talking about how they had all guards and centers and no forwards? Tobias Harris has shot well. He gives them some size. When he doesn't play, they have to go small or they have to have no shooting on the floor. And neither one is conducive to winning playoff basketball. If Tobias plays and just gives them some stability in the front court, a little bit of spacing, and allows them to have enough size to allow the defense to settle in, this team is in position to win a playoff series. But if he does not come back or is not 100% and they don't lock in on defense, they will lose quickly in the first round no matter who they play. I have some concern losing 4 or 5. I'd like to see a little momentum here. I'd like to see a couple good injury reports and away we go.
Yeah. And the question is how much of it is resting guys, not overloading them at this time of year because they've already played, 79 games. They've got three left. And you want to, again, you want to be at optimal operation when you get to the playoffs.
Right.
What does that mean with the final 10 games, the final 5 games, now the final 3 games of the regular season? And that's why this is what JB is
juggling.
And it's what we talked about him being the coach of the year, finishing it out. I don't know that it matters in terms of voters. I think a lot of them have already made their mind up who they're voting for. Is it going to be the coach in Cleveland? Is it going to be JB? I mean, who's that coach going to be? It should be JB. But I think how they finish will also, determine whether or not he should be coach of the year or not.
Yeah, to the point of you've made up your mind. Either you're impressed beyond belief with what the Pistons have done and you're going to hand JB the hardware, or you just think it's about the team with the best record, in which case the Pistons can't get the best record the next 3 games. Their record with Tobias Harris, when he plays, they're 39-31. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
When he doesn't play, they're 4-5. Not a huge sample, but we're talking almost 10 games without the guy, and it's a losing record. Without him, I don't know that they win the first round of the playoffs. With him, it allows everything else to slot in. It allows everybody else to shine. Something to monitor.
Yeah. It's something to monitor. It's something to keep an eye on. And as a fan, everybody has a different level of risk. Going into the postseason, if you're just confident in this team and Cade, your level of anxiety is probably not very high.
You could say, hey, we got the best player in the series. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I think Cade would be the best player in a Pacers series, and I think he's better than anybody on the Knicks. So the idea would be we've got the best player in the series. That doesn't mean you're winning the series, but it gives you a leg up. It gives you a crunch time, guy who can finish, create, all of that stuff. So if you're just confident that they can flip the switch on defense and surround Cade with shooting and let him do his thing, sure.
Can they be a team that just flips the switch?
Because
that's my point. They don't have playoff experience. They don't know what that's like, and they don't, because they're a young team, if that switch is flipped off, how long does it take to flip it back on? I don't believe that they're at the point where they can just turn it on and turn it off at will.
If you ask me right now, are they winning a playoff series? I think I'd lean no. I think I'd lean no today.
Okay.
There's still a few days, still got to see the matchup, but I think I'd lean no. Where are you at? Optimist?
Well, my heart is always optimist. I mean, optimism is what I do, but I kind of would lean no. My head would say no.
Okay. Texter says, I've never seen a team so consistently bad in the third quarter. Need to clean this up before the playoffs. It's been a problem all year. JT and Warren.
Well, I'm not going to go back and evaluate all third quarters. It was bad yesterday. So recency bias says, yeah.
I mean, what about the Lions in 23?
Yeah, I mean, that was a topic that we would do almost all year long coming out of halftime. They would turn the ball over and they would allow a touchdown for the other team. And it's ultimately what got them in the NFC Championship game. That 70-point lead, bad third quarter. So Do with that what you will.
For what it's worth, the Pistons are league average in the third quarter. Give up as much as they score.
Oh, so they're...
So nothing statistically significant about the third quarter. It might feel that way when games like last night happen.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what... It's recency bias.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. That was the NBA action last night, the college hoops action, John. It was close. Doesn't mean it's always a good game.
I'm curious as to how many people watched that entire game. Okay, Greg, you raise your hand. I have no doubt that you would watch. You're a huge college basketball fan. You follow the numbers all year long. There is nobody more educated on college basketball throughout the course of a season than Greg Hargrave. But my interest level last night, I turned it on, saw the first couple of minutes, and I'm just like, I don't really care. I do not care about this game at all. I watched, because we were going to have to talk about it this morning, that was work watching sports last night for that game. I had zero level of care.
Houston was so good defensively to start that game, but I'm not sure that the average person wants to tune in and see both teams start 0 for whatever from three. But Houston was smothering Clayton. Guy couldn't get off a clean look, couldn't get anything. It was a rugged, low scoring, close basketball game, but I don't know that it was a great watch for the casual basketball fan. Greg, can you concede that you're not a casual basketball fan?
I would concede that for sure. Yes. Here's what I would push back on that. But maybe there's an inner point in this. We love the Pistons this year because they're scrappy, they're claw, they're physical. Oh, they're tough. And Detroit.
It's one of our teams.
When we watch it for our team, we love it. We watch other teams do it. We don't like it. So
it's fair to point out the hypocrisy,
But I'll also admit you might not like it if it's another team. You didn't enjoy that, and that's
right
for you guys. I did enjoy it from a scrappy, competitive standpoint. I did enjoy that, and rebounds were battles.
Oh yeah,
down low. You had to shank Houston to get a rebound.
All of that's true, and as I'm watching it, my level of care for either program is why I just didn't care. I don't care about Florida, and I certainly don't care about Houston.
You got a close game. You got a comeback win. You had a final possession. Some thoughts on the national title game. 248-539-9797. Here's a stat for you, by the way. Florida Gators national champs. First champ in the last 20 years to finish their NCAA tournament 3-0 when trailing by 8 or more points at any time in the game. They did it in their final three games. They came back down 10 against Texas Tech. They came back down 9 against Auburn, and they trailed by as many as 12 against Houston. Greg, you're looking like I said something wrong.
No, okay. I'm curious. You said what's the time frame?
Last 20 years to have three games that they win by when they're trailing by 8 or more. And they also did it in their last three, which speaks to okay, now or never. Either you're going to win the championship, either you've got that mentality to come back or not. Florida Gators... Their coach Golden had never won a tournament game until this tournament, and he took this team all the way.
I was just wondering if saying 20 years meaning that the last time it happened was 21 years ago, and wondering who that is.
Yeah.
The first team to come to mind, by the way, is the Comeback Cats in 98, the Kentucky team.
Sure.
Did the same thing, essentially.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We've got Scott Harris audio coming up at 6:35. A question about, hey, if Torque's for real, if Mize is for real, how for real is this team? It's 97-1.
If your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, and it's been a back and forth battle. Sometimes it's the AC, sometimes it's the furnace, and this morning it's got to be the furnace. Do what I did. Call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service so that you don't ever have to go without for very long, and they back their work with a 5-year warranty. Now through April the 15th. Buy a new furnace or AC, and you're going to get half off installation. They've got generators in stock as well. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate or check them out online at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They led for a grand total of 1 minute in the game. Florida comes storming back in the second half. Houston, two possessions in the final 40 seconds, two turnovers. Close, sloppy, competitive, thrilling, yet somehow boring at the same time. Kind of all in one basketball game. And a ticket texter puts it well, says, I enjoyed watching it. I've watched every title game since 1982. Last night was one of the worst and best games I've ever seen, Jean and Lake Orion.
I love the battle. And early on, it wasn't, the reason I didn't want to watch it was I thought it was physical. It was everything I actually wanted in a basketball game. But it's just my care of college basketball right now. Without one of our local teams involved, knowing that there's a whole bunch of transfers on the floor, that the coaches, like, I mean, the Florida coach, right, obviously he's got his own stuff going on off the field. And it just, I just wasn't that into it. And I think there's a lot of people. When I talked to people yesterday, before I got home to watch the Tigers handle the Yankees, which I'm loving, it was kind of the same sentiment. Yeah, we're going to watch it. We'll watch it as long as we care. And I think that level of interest in college basketball, in college athletics, is a little bit waning.
Well, don't worry. Your Wolverines are hitting the portal hard. They look like they want to compete in this game.
Again, yeah. Well, in another couple of months when the roster is set, then everybody can do a deep dive into who's actually on their roster, where they started, where they played, and who they are.
But three high-profile transfers. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's playing the game. Sure. That's Dusty May understanding 2025's college basketball. I mean, look at Florida's backcourt. They started at Belmont, Iona, and FAU.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are three guards, all started at small schools. You got to pluck those guys, find those guys. Yep. One of their bigs transferred in from Washington State. Like, this is college basketball now. Mm-hmm. Ticket Texture says, I enjoyed watching it, but I went to bed when Houston was up 12 in the second half. I woke back up and saw the last 2 minutes. What happened? Yeah, Florida happened.
Well, yeah.
You're not going to contain them the whole time.
It's kind of like the Duke game. It's, you know, when Duke lost, they're up six with 35 seconds left. And for anybody that went to sleep with, I don't know, 10 minutes left in the game, you kind of felt like Duke was just going to win that game. They were in control.
Yeah, I see Greg's gesture. Fouls. Fouls happened.
Yes. There was a plethora of fouls called in the first 8 minutes
of that second half.
Yes. And it was as if the referee said, we are going to be playing a different game in this final 20 minutes.
It wouldn't be college basketball if the first half looked anything like the second half. I mean, that's just college basketball. Let's get to Stan in Shelby Township. Stan, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, John, everybody. I'm loving your coverage. The Tigers are great. I was there yesterday. I'll be there the next two games. I wanted to bring up a point. You're talking about the success of Mize and Torkelson, which is great. But a guy that's really been great is Trey Sweeney. He started out last year. He came in. He had a great run. People questioned him in the winter. But, you know, so far he's the number two guy in WAR for the team overall behind Riley Green. And I bet him for the Rookie of the Year. And at the beginning of the year, he was plus 7,500. He's come down to plus 5,000. So he's still a long shot, but there is progress. And One of the things that I'd also like to bring up is that we talk about whether or not this is sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Last year after August, the team, prior to August, the team was last in our taking the extra base, and then they flipped that script.
Yep.
And so long as they keep taking the extra base, I think it's sustainable. What do you think?
I think it's one of the key ingredients to this recipe here is
aggressive at the plate, aggressive on the base pass.
First to third, tagging up, aggressive, hey, rounding third base. Sometimes you're going, why is he doing it? It's because you're putting pressure on that outfielder or that cutoff man to deliver a big throw.
Run, Jake, run!
Jake Rogers.
Slide! Safe, he's safe! I was jumping up and down in my living room. Love Jake Rogers. Love the Monopoly guy. And then the throw, like, we're going to talk Tigers, but the throw down to third base to get Rice?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
A lot to feel good about. And appreciate the phone call, Stan. Thanks for listening. Tigers have won 4 in a row, 6 of 7. We want to highlight the number one overall picks, plural, Mize and Torkelson, and just how far you're willing to go if they're for real. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, let's keep talking about the Tigers a little. So the assistant general manager of the Detroit Tigers, Sam Menzin, is now the former general manager of the Tigers after he resigned on Thursday, just before the team could fire him for engaging in inappropriate behavior. So according to The Athletic, Menzin sent unsolicited lewd photos to two former female employees.
Please define lewd photos.
Oh, you know what lewd photos are.
Lewd photos? I mean, did he take a picture of him
Let me keep going. So The Athletic says that two women who had worked with the team claim he sent disturbing images of his genitals. There you go. On Snapchat.
Okay. Please define disturbing images of genitals.
If you send a dick pic,
picture,
they're all disturbing.
Yeah.
They're all disturbing. I don't care what kind of photo it is. If you send a picture of your junk unsolicited to a woman, it's disturbing.
How do you even do that? Is that... okay. please watch on Twitch. We got to get Heather on the camera here because...
But apparently this went back. They say that these photos went back to 2017. Oh. Plus, there's another woman who worked for Major League Baseball.
How long ago did you work for them?
I started in 2013. So I knew Sam. Didn't work with him. Like, I don't know a lot about him, right? Yeah. I wasn't friends with him. I don't have a connection with him in any way. But I did know him. He was there for a long time, and he worked his way up. I mean, he started as an intern and then worked his way up all the way to assistant general manager. But there's another woman who works for Major League Baseball. She also said that somewhere between, it was either 2018 or 2019, he sent her some unsolicited photos on Snapchat as well. So the Tigers did release a statement saying that they investigated the allegations, and before they could terminate him, he quit. Now, Menzin told The Athletic that he had left his role because he was looking for a change in careers. And he was returning to New York to deal with some family issues.
These will create some family issues.
He's been was with the Tigers organization for 13 years. So lots of drama there.
I just don't understand how you, I mean, what do you use? Do you prop your phone up and then set the timer? And then pose, then crop the photo.
I didn't see the photos.
Like I just, like,
but there's
it would
lots
be very
of ways
hard,
you can
yeah,
do it, John.
To do that.
It's quite just, possible.
Oh, I'm sure. I could use my imagination on how you would possibly do
there's
that.
There's a ton of ways you could do it, but women don't want those photos. Even if they were engaging in conversation with you on this app, and maybe there was some flirtatious text or exchanges, women don't want those photos. And if they didn't ask for it, don't send it to them. What was he thinking? What an idiot.
I know.
Gross.
Did we not learn anything from Brett Favre?
Ugh. Anyway, this is good news and bad news. No injuries were reported. That's the good news. After a bullet flew through the window of a Detroit high school. That's the bad news.
Yeah.
So it happened Monday morning at the chapel at Loyola High School. They say 40 students were inside the chapel at the time when this bullet just came through the window. Thankfully, no students were injured. And police say that there were no credible threats to the school. But of course, they are still investigating the situation. And they're urging anybody with information to give them a call. They're going door to door. They're trying to find Ring doorbell footage. If they can figure out how this happened, who it was, they are searching. Anything you want to share, John?
Our Twitchers. I love our Twitchers. They're like our texters. They're genius. Stingray says, when looking at the photo, does it grow on you?
Oh, stop.
Thank you for making my morning.
Oh, my gosh. A person of interest is in custody in connection to the three bodies that were found badly burned in that vehicle in Detroit over the weekend. This story is really horrendous, the more details that have been released. Police say the person of interest is suspected of fatally shooting his ex-girlfriend and her mother, and also killing the ex-girlfriend's 9-year-old niece. Then he took their bodies in the vehicle and set the vehicle on fire. They say while he is in custody, he is not cooperating with the detectives, and authorities are offering a $5,000 reward for tips. A devastating apartment fire in Ann Arbor caused significant damage and displaced several families. According to authorities, fire crews were alerted to this fire at the Arbor Landings apartment early Saturday morning. And while the fire was limited only to 2 units, water and smoke significantly damaged the other units as well, the 6 other units. The fire is estimated to have caused about $700,000 in damages. And they say the fire started out on a second floor balcony, spread up to the attic. They don't say foul play was suspected, but there's now lots of people that have lost everything. So very, very sad situation.
It's Heather with the news.
I didn't want to end it on a sad note, but you know, yeah, I looked at the time.
That's
how it works. Bummer.
Coming up next, we have some audio from Scott Harris talking about Torkelson, and we're all getting excited about Torque. Casey Mize pitched well yesterday. If both these number one overall picks are for real, how real are the Tigers? Play the mountain climber game. It's 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is a place that you can go. You can work on your fitness for a lot of different reasons. And here's why I go. I've already told you about wanting to be able to play with my kids. I also work out because as I get older, I want to be able to remain independent. I want to do the things that I love to do. So I hop on the treadmill, put on the incline so that I can be out in the woods, hiking, hunting, doing all the things I love. I lift because I want to be able to, you know, whether it's dragging a deer out of the woods or it's just being able to do the things I love at 49, I want to make sure I could do them at 70. And so I hit Planet Fitness on a weekly basis to be able to accomplish those goals now and in the future. And it's even more affordable now than ever. $1 down and $15 a month gets you in the door. And if you want more, they've got the Black Card that is their premier fitness level. And it allows you access to the Black Card Spa. It allows you access to every single Planet Fitness. I was traveling in Chicago this weekend. There's a Planet Fitness. More than happy to be able to go in there, introduce myself. They are always happy to see you at every single one. I've just never found anybody that's been a grumpy person at Planet Fitness. Great place to go. So if you want to learn more, you could find your nearest club and join today. You could do it in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. That's Planet Fitness.
Yeah, that's why Rodgers looks so slow. It's because he had to stop for Keith.
Scampered home. I'm not sure. Scampering home is how I would describe Jake Rodgers. But I was, because you kind of knew Cora was going to send him.
Oh, yeah.
And I found myself doing the go, 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 go. And then he slides, and it was literally a celebration. Yes!
Good verb.
Yeah, it is a good verb. Yes.
Scamper.
Scamper.
John, you said that this could be a legitimizing win for people. We want to talk to naysayers. Okay, I get it. The White Sox didn't do it for you. Beating the Yankees, does that do it for you? What is it going to take to legitimize this team if you're a naysayer?
Well, okay, more time is what they're going to say.
Okay, well, okay, so
it's one win.
Is it 40 games? Is it division games? Is it deadline? What's it going to take for you to legitimize what's going on here? It's only 10 games. What's it going to take?
I don't necessarily know that I can put a time frame on it, but it's going to be consistency. Are they consistently in games? Are they consistently scoring runs? Now, at some point this year, they're going to be shut out. But to this point, They haven't been. And that's been something that we've talked about all the time in the previous years is, oh, here's shutout number one. Here's shutout number two. How many shutouts are they going to have this year?
How many games were they one or two or fewer runs last year?
Right. Yeah. And it's, okay, Skubal's on the mound today. What type of run support do they give Tarek Skubal? Because last time out, Seattle, they only gave him two. And so now he's back on the mound. Are they going to be able to give him some more run support? Because yesterday it was Rodon. Like, that's he's a good pitcher. Really good pitcher. And now what are they going to do to give Skubal, to give Flaherty some of that run support? And if they can be consistent in continuing to flood the base paths, and that's where I talk about consistency. It's not just, yes, they need to be consistent winners. That's obvious. But if they can be consistent at flooding the base paths and be better, or at least have a higher percentage of knocking those runners in scoring position in, then that's where I'm going to look. And okay, they've got two more against New York. Then they've got a six-game road trip. What do they look like against the Twins, who have not started the season off good? Are they still a team that goes in there expecting to win? Because I think this team expects to win now. They're not going to win 162. They can't, but they're not going to win all the time. But I think going into games with the mentality that, yeah, we should be in this game, we should give ourselves a chance, whether it's in the ninth, it's in the eighth, it's in the first.
You're talking about the brand of baseball they play and seeing that consistently.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead to wins. The month of April, we highlighted, really end March, a brutal start. A lot of playoff baseball teams, teams with winning records from a year ago, legitimate tests for a team that's missing Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling, and we were really struggling to see the offense. If they get through April with a winning record, I think that tells you a lot about this baseball team, right? Because they still have, to your point, road trips coming up. They're going to play the Padres, and they're going to play the Orioles, and they're going to play Houston, who I know they beat in the playoffs last year, but that's at least a competitive series at the end of the month.
Four against Kansas City at home.
Sure. If they have a winning record at the end of April, I think that legitimizes what's going on here, because you know there's more reinforcements coming. And if they have a winning record this month, I would venture to say it's because this Casey Mize thing is a thing. This Spencer Torkelson thing is a thing. Javi Baez, I'm whispering it. Maybe a thing.
Javier Baez.
Yes.
I mean, if he's going to be a legitimate baseball player this year, don't we have to?
We say it, like, with hesitation.
He's going to be a brand new person. So yeah, we don't know Javier Baez anymore. We know Javier Baez.
248-539-9797.
He's a different person.
I like Javier Baez. That Javi guy, my blood would boil. But
I'll take
Baez,
more Javier Baez.
I tell you, he puts bat on ball. He makes plays in the field. He's even in center field, this new Javier Baez. If Javier Baez is here at the end of the month, and Torque's legit, and Mize is legit, and they have a winning record, they're legit at that point. Yeah. So if you're a naysayer, we want to hear from you. Healthy skepticism in baseball, I understand. What's it going to take? 248-539-9797. 7 o'clock hour, we're going to mix in the Red Wings. Are you checked out or holding out hope? They have a season-defining, pivotal elimination contest tonight in Montreal. What other buzzwords can we use? So must-win game.
They technically are still
alive. They win tonight. We can bump back with Pearl Jam all day.
It's better when you say it.
There's a little bit of dead in the voice. Alive. 248-539-9797.
That'll make me believe it.
I don't know that I believe it. Okay, the texter says, if they're playing like this in June, I'll buy in. If they buy at the deadline and show they're serious about building a competent baseball team, then I'll buy in. But until then, I'll be skeptical about what they're doing.
Okay, that's fine. I was skeptical all the way up until, I don't know, September. End of September.
Yeah. Some ticket texters, they loved the yodeling.
Yeah, that was pretty special. Well done, Greg.
Pure genius. Texter says, if those two are real, they can win 80 games instead of 75 like I thought they would. Dream bigger.
Mm-hmm.
If Torque and Mize are there, I go from, what did I say, 82? I think they could flirt with 90 if those guys are real.
That's
a division
on
crown.
The table. Yeah. On the table.
Yeah, now to go further, they need more, which is why that texter says, show me in June, show me you're buying, show me you're serious, you're putting some chips on the table. And not going all in, but you got a good farm system. Are you willing to add if this team's legitimately in first place and in contention for more? Texter says the Tigers look like they're picking up right where they left off last year. The Dodgers opening series sweep was still a close series. Out of productive Mize and Torque, I like the team a lot, and even Javi's hitting right now. Craig in Livonia.
That's Javier.
Sorry. No faith in Torque. We always talk about how baseball reverses back to finding the mean. I'm not sure. It won't be long. He'll go Brennan Bosch on us one season with a positive war.
I 100% get that. It's been a long 3 years. It's been an absolute roller coaster with more valleys than peaks. Way more valleys.
Naysayers, we got the lines open, 248-539-9797. It's only 10 games. What do you need to see for this team to feel legit? It's 97-1.